So what does your gut tell you about the moral standing of the United States military right now? We'd love to know. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. What does the gut of the leading Republican in the Congress tell him about a decision he has to make regarding the 2016 campaign and whether to support the nominee, Donald Trump? Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, told the world yesterday of his decision, of the feelings in his gut, and where he's going to go between now and November. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, tell us about Paul Ryan's summer dance.
Well, Paul Ryan tried to end one of his summer dances yesterday by finally saying he's going to back his party's presumptive nominee. And as you said, John, this has been a dance that's been weeks in the making. Paul Ryan did announce back in Janesville, Wisconsin, his hometown, yesterday that he will vote for Donald Trump. What was unclear was what has actually changed since the time that Paul Ryan said he couldn't yet support Donald Trump and now the time that he says he can. He did write in an editorial that he thinks that Donald Trump will help advance the House conservative agenda, and that's enough for him. So if that's enough for Paul Ryan, it is, but Republicans are still striving for unity. But here's the problem within the universe of the House Republicans, John, which is a whole other dance. We talked last week about that LGBT anti-discrimination amendment that had come up on the House floor. Remember, an amendment passed that said you can't discriminate against LGBT people if you're a federal contractor? Well, that caused a war on the House floor. Some Republicans voted for it until the Republican whip showed up, twisted arms, and defeated that amendment by just one vote. Well, then a couple of days later, it came right back again, that Democratic amendment, on a $60 billion water and energy bill. Democrats put that amendment up. It says you can't discriminate against LGBT people if you're a federal contractor. This time, 43 Republicans voted for it, and it passed. But John, you know what happened the very next day? Republicans then turned on that bill, and because of that LGBT amendment, they voted down the entire $60 billion bill. They killed it. Now, what does that mean? You say, okay, a water bill. Who really cares? No, what this now means is that Democrats now have the votes on any appropriations bill, those spending bills that keep the government running. They now have the ability to put those onto any spending bill that comes up over the summer. And those bills have to pass, or else eventually you get to a government shutdown. Sean Patrick Maloney is from New York. He's the sponsor of the anti-discrimination amendment. And he says, yeah, it keeps coming up.
I mean, it keeps coming up as long as, you know, you can be fired for being who you are or who you love in about two dozen states in this country. So you're darn right it keeps coming up until we get real fairness under equal law.
Procedurally, though, the Democrats will be able to attach this amendment and then, as a result, because of the Republican opposition, defeat all of the appropriations bills, and this becomes leverage?
They get to put it on any appropriations bill. Apparently, they have the vote since 43 Republicans backed it. Now, here's the dance for Paul Ryan. When Paul Ryan rose to the speakership last fall, he did it under the promise of something called regular order. What that basically means is lots of amendments. Everybody can vote. Conservative Republicans demanded this. They didn't want bills to come to the floor that were locked down, where members couldn't put up amendments and vote on them. Well, Democrats say, we're going to put this LGBT anti-discrimination amendment on every bill, put Republicans on the spot. Now Paul Ryan has to decide if he wants to have a war on every bill or he wants to lock the process down, as he promised never to do.
Politics, morality, and opinions about social justice on Capitol Hill, part of the 2016 campaign. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.